I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 5 months, a big transition will be completed in Cuba. But with this change, will there be a difference in the freedoms for this nation? Well, it is a call to prayer. Plus, while you're praying for that, consider also praying for a big event that's beginning next week to change lives in the Red Light District. We'll fill you in on that towards the end of today's program. But first, within the next 5 months, Raul Castro will step down from presidency, ending the Castro family's six-decade reign over Cuba. But he is planning on leading the dominating Communist Party, and some believe that position holds even more power. Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio says that over the next few months, the people will elect both local and national representatives. Voting will end with the election of a new president. The current first vice president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, is expected to win that spot.
Raul is still going to be in power, and it'll just be a different president. So it may be more of the same, or it could be that there's going to be more crackdowns, or it could be that there's going to be continually more freedom. But nobody really knows.
Little is known about Díaz-Canel other than he wants to silence opposition to the Communist Party. Shant says TWR is wondering what the future will look like for believers in Cuba.
How much freedom will the church have to do that, to spread its message? And how much freedom will the church have to grow and to set up church buildings and to grow their congregations?
As TWR continues to improve the signal broadcasting the gospel into the country, would you be praying for strength and growth for the church? Next, in a sea of ministries, it's not often that an organization does something unique. However, Ron Kirakosta says as soon as he heard about Call of Hope, he knew that was something special.
Call of Hope works with over 200 former Muslims, Muslim background believers. They are the ones that actually carry out the work of Call of Hope in over 27 nations.
Call of Hope doesn't send workers. Instead, they use indigenous believers to build relationships with the local Muslim population and bring them the truth and love of Christ.
Allah is not a God of love, and that is not an idea that they know a lot about. So when we say we would like to help you in one way or another, when we reach out to people, when we show them kindness and love, it speaks volumes. It bowls them over.
But in such dangerous and volatile areas, these frontline workers need all the support they can get. And that means they need your prayer.
As I think about the people that we have working in the different countries, the overwhelming thing that they say to me is, please have people pray for our work. Pray for our people.
Get details on Call of Hope's ministry at missionnews.org. And in just 3 days, about 40 women will embark on a one-week trek climbing across Peru's mountain ranges to reach the lost city, Machu Picchu. The goal isn't just to reach the lost, but to fight human trafficking every step of the way. The climb, led by Freedom Challenge, is a movement founded by Operation Mobilization. Explaining more is OM's Tracy Daugherty.
So Freedom Challenge was started about 5 years ago with a handful of women who were passionate about being a part, hands-on, and solving the issue of human trafficking. And so yearly since then, we've had domestic and international climbs that have helped give women more to do than just writing a check.
Women from across the world come together to climb. And in the process, they raise funds for fighting human trafficking and helping the rescued victims.
Sometimes we can just quickly scratch a check, and that is great. But when your heart and your energy and your physical investment is involved, it really does up the value.
Plus, a group of women trekking through mountains raises questions, which turns into opportunities to raise human trafficking awareness. If you want to join the climb or get details, check it out at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed, right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.